It is the 12th of August, 2017. You are listening to The English Programme. Have you ever thought about how safe and secure all of your messages online are? The question is often asked, just how secure is the system that we're using? There's some new research on popular messaging apps showing that encrypting is easy, but authenticating, not so much. Researchers at Brigham Young University have learned that most users of popular messaging apps, Facebook Messenger, WhatsApp, Viber, whatever it's called, are leaving themselves exposed to fraud or other hacking because they don't know about or aren't using important security options. We wanted to understand how typical users are protecting their privacy, said BYU computer science PhD student Elam Vazaripour, who led the recent study. The short answer? They're generally not. Even though WhatsApp and Viber encrypt messages by default, all three messaging apps also require what's called an authentication ceremony to ensure true security. But because most users are unaware of the ceremony and its importance, it is possible that a malicious third party or man-in-the-middle attacker can eavesdrop on their conversations, says the researcher, who was joined on the study by computer science professors Daniel Zappala and Kent Simmons, and five other student researchers. The authentication ceremony allows users to confirm the identity of their intended conversation partner and make sure no other person, even the company providing the messaging application, can intercept messages. In the first phase of a two-phase experiment, the research team prompted study participants to share a credit card number with another participant. Participants were warned about potential threats and encouraged to make sure their messages were confidential. However, only 14% of users in this phase managed to successfully authenticate their recipient. Others opted for ad hoc security measures, like asking their partners for details about a shared experience. In the second phase, participants were asked again to share a credit card number, but in this round, researchers emphasized the importance of authentication ceremonies. With that prompting, 79% of users were able to successfully authenticate the other party. Now, despite the drastic climb, however, researchers discovered another significant hurdle. Participants averaged 11 minutes to authenticate their partners. The researchers say once we told people about the authentication ceremonies, most people could do it, but it was not simple. People were frustrated and it took them too long. Because most people don't experience significant security problems, both professors agreed it's hard to make a case for them investing the time and effort to understand and use security features that applications offer. But because there's always a risk in online communications, we want to make it much easier to do and cut that time way down. The ultimate goal? If we can perform the authentication ceremony behind the scenes for users automatically or effortlessly, we can address these problems without necessitating, there we go, user education. My goodness. This study is an extension of ongoing work on usable security in the two labs. And it's been funded in part by more than $1 million in grants from the National Science Foundation and Department of Homeland Security. Security researchers often build systems without finding out what people need and want. The goal in our labs is to design technology that's simple and usable enough for anyone to use, said Simmons. So there we go. Something to think about. The security of your messages. popular messaging apps show encrypting is easy, but authenticating is hard. Research from Brigham Young University. Broadcasting on iTunes, Audio Boom, and Spreaker, this is The English Program. For more information, go to Instagram.com/English.video, AudioBoom.com/English Radio, Facebook.com/English Program, and Spreaker.com/user/45161. Connect with The English Program.
Big winner with Afternoon Delight.
Für den Max habe ich das gespielte Penny Machinery mit Access Control und da habe ich auch so Schwein gehabt, dass ich ihn damit zufriedenstellen konnte, nachdem ich da was rausgehauen habe. Und der nächste Titel, der kommt mal gerade zu meinem Mädel und zwar Schlemmel, die hat mich gefunden und
thank you for listening to The English Programme.